There, inside the school, Thomas's class began the Olympic project with four questions. Who am I? Where do I live? What have I got to offer the world? Who will I be in 2012? The questions had a swing to them that Thomas might have liked, but he couldn't hear them. He was still outside, thinking about whether to stay out or go in. Or was he thinking about it? Maybe he wasn't. It had gotten to the stage where school happened to him, or it didn't happen. He'd hear the bell like a starting gun going off. Something deep within him made him run in or run away. He felt like he couldn't do anything about it, like school was another planet and he was an alien boy from Mars, like his dad. His dad was very proud of Russia's space program. He even believed in life on Mars. He said that adult Martians were all quite young, about 30 to 35 years old. His dad would be about 35 now. Thomas hadn't seen him since he was 7. He'd gone back to Russia to train kids in athletics. Maybe he, Thomas, was really a boy from the future. His dad was a dad from the past. He left school by the back gates. Mr. Aziz saw him leaving. He shouted something, but Thomas was moving too fast. He couldn't remember the boy's name. Russian boy, he wrote down in the book at reception. Year 8, 1:45 p.m.